the Honolulu chapter of the Hawaii State Teachers Association, the HSTA, sponsored a forum to educate teachers on what houseless children want and need in the public schools. Queenie Marcelino lives at the Pu'uhonua Owai'anae village. She went from being an F student to an A student.
For the teachers out there, bring in your parent mode. My teacher showed me love, and he opened up about how he don't care and how he was homeless once. So therefore, I started opening up piece by piece, and that's how I became non-shameless of where I live.
Marcelino graduated from high school in 2016. Nainoa Brown Kahananui also lives at the Waianae village and will be a high school junior next year. He says trust is key.
I had this teacher. He's actually best friends with Auntie. So he came one time to go visit Auntie, and then he saw me. And then he started to open up, ask me if I need anything, just come and ask. And for that, I actually thank him.
Auntie is Twinkle Borge, the leader of Pu'uhonua Owai'anae. Borge is the guardian, mother, guidance counselor, and protector of the teenagers and 23 other children living there.
I remember one year when about seven of our kids, the kids was just ragging on them, teasing them. I actually had them make me do an assembly, and I wanted the parents there. You know, first of all, what you teach them at home is brought to the school. Second of all, that's not their fault why they're there today. That's their parents' fault. Yeah, I send them to school for learn and not to play around.
Borge says students need understanding and love and not to be judged, shamed, or belittled on how and where they live. Retired educator Kathy Kono Chin worked with houseless students in Kaka'ako. She recalls an outstanding third grader who was absent because of weather.
One week when I came, she didn't go to school. I asked her why, and at first she didn't want to tell me. And then after a while, she said, well, it's because it rained. And I said, oh, you couldn't get to school because it was hard to find transportation? And she said, no, everything I owned was wet. She didn't have a change of clothes. Her homework was soggy. She couldn't go back to school for the week.
Chin says teachers need to know the challenges their houseless students face. Laverne Moore is a McKinley High School teacher and HSTA Honolulu Chapter Board of Directors member.
Once they know the student individually, there is that opportunity to bond, especially if a child is an immigrant, a child is houseless, or a child is going through a divorce. Teachers, once they understand where a child is coming from, they're very compassionate.
Moore says the Honolulu chapter of the HSTA plans to conduct more forums on houseless students for teachers. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.